In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Today's homily comes from our good Metropolitan Tikhon, with a few comments by the priest. This is his arch-pastoral message to the Orthodox Church in America for Pascha. To the clergy, monastics, and faithful of the Orthodox Church in America, beloved in the Lord, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
A week ago, 2 weeks now actually, we heard the Holy Martha express her faith in the resurrection of the dead when she said, "I know that my brother will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." But our Lord replied to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." And that very day, he called Lazarus forth from the tomb. He did this by the power of his third day resurrection, a power that cannot be contained by time or by place. The Pascha of the Lord is not an event like other events, one more link in a chain of causality, or a knot in a string of happenstance. Through Christ's passion and resurrection, divine eternity breaks into time. Mortality encounters life everlasting. Christ's Pascha is not just the resurrection of the dead at the end. It is the end of time itself. In the light of Pascha, all other events are bathed in the endless radiance of the unceasing and immeasurable age to come. The uncontainable, all-encompassing power of the Lord's resurrection is reflected in the way that we celebrate the Paschal event. There is one day a year that we call Pascha, and yet all of Bright Week is also considered one day, a single week-long celebration of Pascha. Then again, the feast actually continues until its leave-taking on the eve of Ascension. And even after that, we renew our Paschal celebration each and every Sunday, adorning our weekly observance of the Lord's Prayer, of the Lord's Day, with a grand cycle of hymns in honor of the resurrection. On the side, I'll note, that's what today is, anti-Pascha, which doesn't mean against Pascha, and it doesn't mean anti-pasta either, which is what I first thought when I came into the church. It means in place of Pascha. So on this day, the first Sunday after Pascha, the church designates formally the Lord's Day, Sunday, as the day of resurrection for the whole rest of the year until the next Pascha. So in this way, every Sunday, we are celebrating Pascha. Liturgically then, we see that Pascha cannot be contained. Its power cannot be circumscribed by a single day or even a whole season. This is also true in each of our lives. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
And therefore, each and every moment offers us the possibility of a new beginning. By the power of Christ's Pascha, our entire life becomes a continuous opportunity to renew ourselves, to start again. This means that the joy of Pascha morning, that the rejoicing that we experience when we discover the empty tomb in the deep dawn, need never cease. Yes, Martha was right. The Lord will raise us up on the last day, but he is also ready to raise us up today, tomorrow, and every day of our lives. He suffered the consequence of our sin on the cross so that he might free us from our bondage to its power. The joy of liberation need not come only at the end or only once a year, Christ's Pascha is with us always in our hearts and in our lives. It is my prayer, says the Metropolitan, that this experience of Pascha remain with each of you throughout this week, throughout these 40 joyous days of celebration, and throughout all the days of your life. I pray that finding joy in his victory, you may experience that victory again and again, each time you turn back to him and start anew. If we remain faithful to him, not by our instant moral perfection, but by our steadfast repentance and our willingness always to begin again, he who is called faithful and true will surely remain faithful to us, and we will know the happiness and power of his Pascha, both now and throughout the age to come. To him who passed through the darkness of hell in order to lift us up to the unfading light of his heavenly kingdom, henceforth and always, Christ, our true God, the Paschal Lamb who lives forever, be all glory and adoration, together with his Father and his all Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen. Yours in the risen Christ, Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada. Amen.